Have you ever done anything that was, well, just plain stupid? Did you ever make a bad mistake that hurt somebody else? Have you ever felt that your whole life was just a series of blunders and errors? Did you ever get a sick feeling in your stomach because you failed, because you let someone down who was counting on you? Have you ever been so deeply disappointed in yourself that you almost wanted to die? I'm Landon Saunders, and this is Heartbeat. And I want to ask you a very personal question. Do you like yourself? That's right. I mean, you heard it right. Do you like yourself? Now, you may say, come on, Landon. I mean, everybody likes himself. That's the problem the world has. Everybody likes himself too much. Now, I'd agree with you that there is a good bit of selfishness and egotism around, but more and more I'm seeing that so many people can't function because they have such a poor self-concept. There are people around who are just sure that the world can't get along without them, but I think there are a lot more people around who just plain feel like failures. They don't feel at home in their own bodies. They just can't believe that they have any real worth. We may not realize how widespread this problem is sometimes because we have so many ways of disguising our real feelings. You know, people who act haughty and superior. Outwardly, they seem to have an exalted view of themselves, but very often, these same people are desperately covering up a much deeper insecurity. Wanting so badly to be something they don't feel they are, they overcompensate. And what you see on the outside is not at all what's on the inside. Our feelings about ourselves are so important because it has everything to do with the way we're going to feel about others. You've heard the words, "You should love your neighbor as yourself." Only if I have a healthy respect for myself and see myself as a person of worth and value, will I really be able to love those around me? If you think about it, some of the really hurtful things you've said to others just may have come at a time that you were very unhappy with yourself. Like the other night when you let those words fly at your husband, perhaps your wife, or at some friend. Could it be that you were really angry with yourself, or perhaps dissatisfied with what you are? If these feelings of inferiority and unworthiness linger, they'll eventually destroy your ability to love and relate to anybody who's around you. You'll be unhappy with yourself, and probably you'll make life pretty miserable for most everybody else. What we need is realism. We need someone who understands us, who knows that we're given to failure, who knows that we're weak and dependent, but who doesn't think that we're just a bunch of worms whose lives have no significance. No, we need someone who knows the value and worth of each one of us, including those of us whose pasts are littered with mistakes and failures. Now that's important because sometimes our self-concept is determined by what we've done in the past, or how we look, or what we possess, or a dozen other things. But really, your value is determined by none of those things. Your value is really determined by the one who made you. Do you believe that you were created in the image of God? Now, not just a few of you, but I mean all of us, that we carry something unique and special in our nature, and when I fail, I need help, but that doesn't mean that I've lost my worth and my significance. The teacher spent a lot of time with all kinds of people because they were each one very important. They'd all made mistakes, but they all had the potential to become something. They were all, in fact, worth so much that he was willing to lay down his life for each one of them. Now, I want to tell you the truth. I do like myself, and I'm grateful for my worth as a person. My failures are very real, and I'm not at all proud of them, but I'm learning to listen to the verdict of the one who made me. He's declared that I'm acceptable. In his eyes, I'm okay. And as a matter of fact, do you know he said something about you too? And if you're struggling with your own person, I think it might help you. This is Heartbeat.